Hello, my name is Leilani May. I'm a senior at Food and Finance High School, and this year I've managed public relations for our on-campus cafe, Screw Grounds Cafe. I've learned a lot about how social media can have a major impact on restaurants, both positive and negative. So in this piece, I'm exploring the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media's role in the culinary landscape. To start, I went to one of the busiest neighborhoods in New York City, Times Square. I asked random people my burning question. Do you go to a restaurant based on how appetizing the food looks on their social media? I got some pretty interesting answers.
I go due to what I see on social media, like if it looks appetizing, like what they post, how it looks. I don't really look into the pricing. I look at where it's at.
I go for the prices because if I go how I look on social media, I'm going to be disappointed every time. They never look how they look on social media, to be honest. So.
Both, but I mainly go for how the food looks.
Well, because I'm a foodie, I would say based on social media. But then when I go to the restaurant, I'm like, do I really want it? Then I start looking at possibly other restaurants in the area, but then I just end up staying anyway.
The interviews had me thinking about how social media can act as a veil over people's eyes. It also brought to mind an incident that happened with a recently opened American Chinese restaurant called Lucky Lee's. It faced backlash from their social media followers and the public about a caption saying they were serving, quote, clean Chinese food. Many consider this to be racist or racially insensitive. One Instagram user commented, "How offensive, white chef at Lucky Lee's pretending to clean up Chinese food." Lucky Lee's later deleted the caption and tried to clear up confusion amongst the public, but it was a little too late. This is an example of how social media can go horribly wrong for a restaurant even before the doors open. To learn about using social media to grow a business, create community with your guests, and promote healthy eating habits, I spoke to Rose Hewitson at Diggin, a fast casual farm-to-table chain based in New York.
My name is Rose. I am a content marketing coordinator at Diggin. My role largely entails, I do a lot of social media, so I run all our social media channels. I do a lot of copywriting and working with our brand strategists to come up with campaigns, both online and offline.
Well, which social media platform do you rely the most on, or the most that you post on?
Instagram, definitely.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Why is it Instagram?
Because... the people that we're trying to connect with are on Instagram more than other platforms. Instagram also is, it's visual, and visually engaging with people is a very intimate, direct way to connect with people, rather than the Twitter world is kind of just a little bit crazy and we don't really have the bandwidth to engage with at the moment. I mean, we do a little bit, but not really.
Yeah. Instagram is also where Diggin has the largest digital audience, with 42.2 thousand followers. On Facebook, they only have 16,000, and on Twitter, just 4.7 thousand. So it makes sense that Rose and her team put most of their energy into Diggin's Instagram account.
How would the restaurant or the franchise of Diggin be today if you guys didn't have a good following? Like, meaning as like, I know you guys have over.
Yeah, I think. The strength of our brand does lie in our food and our restaurants. I think we still would be a really, really strong industry. Mm-hmm. And I think social media is a nice thing on top of that, but I don't think that that plays a huge role, especially because we've been around since 2011, sort of like pre that era of social media. And now social media is in a really weird time where I don't know if you've been following, but they're starting to trial taking away likes
on Instagram. Yeah. For those who don't know, Instagram has recently done tests that hide like count from photos and view counts from videos. They say they want to get users to pay attention to the content itself and take away the pressure around getting as many likes or views as possible.
So I think the way that we use Instagram as a tool is going to be changing quite a lot.
Okay.
And I'm really interested as a marketer and as someone who works on social media to see what the effect of that is upon consumer habits and brand strength. Because often Instagram especially is used as an expression of the brand voice. But if people are engaging with it differently, then what does that look like?
I also wanted to ask Rose a similar question to the one I asked people on the street.
Do people rely on how many followers a restaurant has than the ratings of a place? In your opinion, what do you think?
I personally don't think it does, but I will, like, often when I'm going to a restaurant, I'll look at their Instagram and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, that's the kind of experience that I'm going to get. And I won't be too concerned about the numbers.
And finally, I wanted to find out if Rose had heard of the social media backlash against Lucky Lee's.
Yeah, I remember reading about it.
And if Diggin had a plan for handling any PR issues on social media.
In your opinion, if something ever happened like that with the company, what would your first steps, what would you do?
Your channels that you use as your voice. So often, like we had something a couple of years ago where we found out that the fish that we were getting wasn't as sustainable as we thought it was. So we went to Instagram and we sent emails and we explained to everyone what was going on and what we were doing to... We've always strived to be very transparent as a company about what's going on and why we did things and why some things happened and how we're trying to improve them. So I think, absolutely, I think you need to, as soon as you can, tell people what's going on.
Yeah.
Thanks to Rose Hewitton for helping me understand the impact that social media has on restaurants and their guests. As a person that looks on social media for restaurants, I've learned how much thought goes into every single photo and that a restaurant puts on social media. This can mean that the food you see on social media is a fantasy of what you would like versus what you'll actually get. Hopefully next time you're scrolling through Instagram to pick out your next dinner spot, you'll stop to think about the food on your screen and on your plate. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Leilani May.